feet unto me according to thy word. Is that your heart's desire this morning? And be it unto me according to your word, according to your promises, Lord, I can stand secure and carve upon my heart the truth that sets me free according to your word. My chains are gone, amen. How many are glad that their chains are gone, amen? The amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Thy one I see, my chains are gone. Why don't you greet your neighbor as we sing this song, amen? And we're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, we're in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again.
Gather again.
there weren't any prayer requests or testimonies handed in, but we do have a couple announcements. One is Friday there will be prayer. Our brother J.J. Salinas and his father and his family, I believe, are coming in on Thursday, and they'll be ministering Sunday, two services with communion. So it's on the schedule, but they'll be coming in Thursday. We'll have prayer Friday, and then I'm sure we'll have plenty of time to fellowship with our brother Salinas and his family. Amen. All hearts and minds clear there. Amen. If you have an unspoken prayer request, like make known to the Lord by an answer saying, do so. I'm going to ask our brother Simon if he come, lead us in a word of prayer, also with tithes and offering.
Let's just bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, we love you, Lord. We're thankful today, God, Lord. We're happy to be here, Lord Jesus, Lord. And Lord, we're looking forward to the good word, God, Lord. So encouraged, Lord, for the sermons, Lord, recently been preached, God, Lord, even from the beginning, God. We love you so much, God. We're looking forward this morning, Lord. Just bring that word of God, Lord Jesus. Make it plain, God. Help us, Lord, to live this gospel like never before, God, Lord. Let us, Lord, give our entire souls and our beings to the word of God, Lord Jesus, Lord, and to you, Lord Jesus, Lord. We must worship in spirit and in truth, God, Lord Jesus, Lord. And we just want to get closer, Lord, and more of the spirit here, God, Lord. And help us, Lord, to get beside ourselves, God, and not be, Lord, maybe ashamed, God, or, Lord, just nervous about raising our hands or just shouting to the God or getting in the spirit, God, Lord. Let us get there, God, Lord. And, Lord, may our gifts be pulled out of us, God. And help us to really, Lord, just let you know that you're welcome, God. We love you so much, Lord. We believe, Lord, you're not a three-person God, but, Lord, you're one Jesus Christ, God, one person, God, Lord, with many offices, Lord, many manifestations, God. And, Lord, we believe you've vindicated it time and time again, Lord God. And we see it. You're leading us, God, Lord, each one, Lord. And, Lord, just be with us, God. We love you. Bless the tithes and offerings, Lord. Any hands that went up, God, Lord, or, Lord, just have your way in their lives, God, Lord. Anoint it, God, Lord. And, Lord, bring everything to pass, Lord, that they desire, God, if it be in your perfect will. God, we love you. Bless this service, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Let's sing that song, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Amen. I am weak.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Oh, Jesus, keep me from all wrong. And I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee, just a close. And just a closer walk with thee. Oh, granted, Jesus.
song, Jesus, I'll Never Forget What You've Done For Me. Amen. And Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. And Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. And Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget. No, let's sing that again. Jesus, I'll never forget. And Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. And Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. And Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never spring up, oh well, within my soul. Song, He Brought Me Out of the Miry Clay, amen. My heart was distressed, and Jehovah's dread from. Now my heart was distressed, need Jehovah's dread from. And
A song in my soul. Today it's a song of praise. Hallelujah. One more time. Oh Lord, He brought me out of the miry clay, and He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul. Today, it's a song of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Good to be a Christian this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. You excited to be living in this hour? Excited to be living in this day? Praise God. Maybe by the grace of God, we'll just move right into the Word of God now. Good to see everybody press out to the house of God this morning. Amen. Good to be a child of the Most High God. Amen. I pray that you're coming into the place that you are realizing that you are ordained, chosen to be in this rapture. Amen? Amen. God has put it forth in His Word, and God has spoke to us who we are. Amen? So I pray that by the grace of God, you've brought forth a desire this morning to hear His Word and to go be with the Word. Amen? Because we realize that anything could fall at any time now. But we have a place in the cleft of the rock. Amen? Praise God. If we had our Bibles this morning, we'll go to Judges 14. We'll not be able to cover all this morning. Just maybe want to bring some thoughts. And by the grace of God, just give you a little something to chew on. We love eating the Word. Amen? As it says in Matthew 24, it says, where the carcass is, there shall the eagles be gathered. Amen. Glad to be one of those eagles. Hallelujah. Amen. So if we had a passage we'd like to start on, we'd like to go to Judges 14, verse 12. After that, we'll go to Revelations 10, 1. Judges 14:12. So then Samson said unto them, I will now put forth a riddle unto you. If ye can certainly declare it me within the 7 days of the feast and find it out, then I will give you 30 sheets and 30 change of garments. But if ye cannot declare it me, then shall ye give me 30 sheets and 30 change of garments. And they said unto him, put forth the riddle, that we may hear it. And he said unto them, out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. And they could not in 3 days expound the riddle. Amen. Revelation 10, verse 1. Says here, and I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. Amen. Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer as we approach the author of this great book. Amen. Our most beloved Lord Jesus Christ, God, how glad we are to be in the house of God this morning. As Lord, we realize, God, even coming to this end, Lord, that, Lord, things won't, as far as numbers, don't get greater and greater, God, but we understand they get smaller and smaller, Lord. Because there's an elect group, O God, that are supposed to catch the revelation, God. They're supposed to catch the voice of God. Find that mind of God, Lord. And Lord, our desire today, Lord, is maybe just to touch these things, O God. Lord, just move ourselves aside a little bit, Lord. And Lord, we pray, O God, that, Lord, in coming to these things, God, we pray, O God, it would be found worthy, O God, that the church would be, oh God, in a sanctified state, God. They'd be at a place of expectation, Lord. We find, oh God, this morning, Lord, that, Lord, here we are amongst your people, God. Here we are, Lord, gathered with, oh God, brothers and sisters that we call the elect. And God, our desire is, Lord, that the Lord, this lion, would speak to us, God. Things have already been said, Lord, through the Word of God in previous sermons. But Lord, we want You to speak to us this morning, God. Lord, take us further in Thy Word, God. Help us to understand where we're seated at, God. Our desire, of course, O God, is to go and to be with You, Lord. O God, to be that wife, O God, that's gathered away with her husband at a marriage supper, God. That's our desire, Lord. We understand that, Lord, we're seated in the place now where these things be made known to us, God. That Lord, we have the ability to know this mind. We have the ability to speak with this God, Lord. And You're not someone far, far away, but You're right here with us now, Lord. We pray, God, You'd smite all the sin from the room, God. And Lord, if there's something I've missed, God, Lord, smite it from my heart, God. And I pray, oh God, that You'd certainly speak to us this morning, God. We have need of Thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, the bride said together, amen. You may be seated. Not going to try to get through all these things this morning, but yet we'd like just to continue on with the thought that we've been preaching on the last two services, realizing that it would be way too much to recap to go through a lot of those things again, but more or less maybe just laying just a touch of a foundation, and then we'll, by the grace of God, we'll try to move into the Word this morning, and we'll try to, by the grace of God, just to get into a place that we can maybe understand, just see a little bit more where we're seated at. And we understand by the voice of God, by the Word of God in this hour, that we're coming to the manifestations of the sons of God. Amen. The manifestation, the word manifestation is not very really a tricky word. It is a word that means to make known. Amen. So when you talk about manifestations of the sons of God, you're talking about a period where the sons of God are made known. Amen. And how else could they be made known than to look like what they were meant to be all along? Amen. So noticing that if we be the children of God, if we receive the Spirit of God, then there would of course have to be a place where that Spirit of God would make Himself known fully within us. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray you brought a little expectation. We're going to need a little bit more of that this morning if you got a little more to offer. And by the grace of God, I pray you just allow the Spirit of God to preach. Amen. You'd allow the Spirit of God to feel welcome in the house of God. Amen. Now, notice if we could, if we had a title, I'd like to give this sermon this morning maybe a little bit different of a title. It would be Hearing Samson's Thunder. Amen. And by the grace of God, we'll go through this morning a little bit more. I won't go through everything, but we'll give you something. And by the grace of God, I pray that you'll be edified by the end of this service. So notice in calling this sermon, Hearing Samson's Thunder, I would like to give it, so to say, a topic this morning, the secret place of thunder. Amen. And by the grace of God, we'll see what the Word says. Maybe we'll get a little bit more into this. But I'd like to work with, of course, a thunder this morning. But realizing that a thunder is not something far away from what we can understand. It's actually something very simple. And it's actually something that we're sitting amongst in the here and now of this hour. Amen. Now, notice here, if we could, we understand as we've been delving into these things, as far as we've been working with Judges 14, been working with Samson, working with what Samson would portray by the Spirit of God that was within him. And we find it was God's mission to show that everything would be made known by the works of Samson. Amen. That secretly Samson would what? Samson would, he would actually, what, slay a lion as a goat, what, which would manifest the atonement of God, that the lion, Jesus Christ, would be slain as a goat to become your sin. But in noticing these things, it was actually Samson's design that when no one knew anything about this, when no one could come up with this, this secret of what he had done, that he would actually put it forth to the people at this marriage supper, amen? At this wedding, this 7-day feast, that he would actually what? He would give them a riddle of what he had done secretly, and those that would be able to come up with the answer of this riddle would be able to what? They'd be able to receive the reward, amen? Hallelujah. Now, notice this should actually be something that very much so stimulates us, because we have sat in a 7-day feast, hallelujah, with 7 church ages transpiring. Like I said, there's a lot of background to this. But we understand that what? That the purpose in all of it was that there was a bride who was trying to figure out this revelation amongst all the others who were invited to this wedding. To figure out the revelation. Hallelujah. But only the bride would be able to catch the revelation of what that riddle was. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing that God, He would hide stuff so mysteriously in His Word that not a lot of people could understand that Word. Hallelujah. They'd be sitting in a service, whether here or there, but what? God, by the Holy Ghost, would speak to them, but what? Without the revelation from the Word Himself. They could sit there absolutely oblivious to what God was trying to reveal to them. Amen. Now, of course, we understand that Samson's riddle was out of the eater would come forth what? Let's just read it if we could. If we had our Bibles, the 14th verse, it says, "And he said unto them, out of the eater came forth meat." Amen. "And out of the strong came forth sweetness. And they could not in 3 days expound the riddle. Now, notice this, of course. This was revealing the person of Samson, or the person of Jesus Christ. Amen? That what? That out of Him would come forth meat. Hallelujah. Remember on Wednesday we showed you that what? That what? That the Lamb would actually become sin for you. And what? He would have to take that book and give you the book. And when John ate the book in Revelation 10, we'll recap this probably a little bit more. But what? He would eat that book and it would be sweetness to John. It would be honey to John. Just like in this riddle. Hallelujah. Amen. So, just recognizing, of course, that if you want what God has, you have to go get it from God Himself. Amen. You can't be standoffish and say, I think I'll just allow a pastor to go for me. Or I'll allow this preacher, this evangelist. I'll allow a seventh messenger to go do it for me. You have to get in the mindset that you can take the book yourself. You are ordained to take that book. Amen. Hope I haven't lost anyone yet. But by the grace of God, let's continue with this thought. Remember, it was a riddle or an enigma. Or a mystery that was being brought forth before the people. Hallelujah. So it's something that not a lot of people could understand because it was made mysterious. Hallelujah. If you could ever see something mysterious, you'd have to point to the Word of God. Amen. If you could ever, what? Label mysterious of this hour, it would be the message of William Branham. Amen. And within all these things, it was God's way of concealing a matter so that only His bride could catch that revelation. God took pleasure in hiding things from people so that He could reveal them to those who wanted it. Amen. But notice, God just doesn't go with deep. God reveals the simple. God will give you, what? The oneness of His person. Hallelujah. How what? That He would reveal Himself in three manifestations to His people. In simplicity, and they accepted it. What? Non-eternal hell revealed. Predestination revealed. The serpent seed revealed. God, He would what? He would, remember, the Bible says that we're not supposed to hand our pearls out before a swine. And do you think that God's going to reveal His pearls if you're not willing to take the simplicity of the Word? Oh, hallelujah. He ain't going to have you do something that He ain't doing Himself. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, notice if we could, I want you to continue to move here. Now, in Judges 14:16, it says, "And Samson's wife wept before him and said, Thou dost hate but hate me, and lovest me not. Thou hast put forth a riddle unto the children of my people, a Gentile, and hast not told it me. And he said unto her, Behold, I have not told it my father nor my mother, and shall I tell it thee?" So notice Samson puts forth a riddle, but does not tell anybody at all. It is completely concealed. Nobody knows the answer to this riddle. Okay? Now let's continue. Samson, of course, says, "I didn't even tell my parents. Why am I going to tell you?" 17 verse. "And she wept before him the 7 days, while their feast lasted. And it came to pass on the 7th day that he told her, because she lay sore upon him. And she told the riddle to the children of her people." Amen. Now, notice what this is. If we could read more, we understand that what? The Gentiles threatened Samson's wife with persecution, saying they'd kill her if she wasn't able to get the riddle from them. Amen? So it's a persecution, but we understand by the Word of God that she cried out all 7 days for that revelation. What? And what? The book of Revelations was given in the first church age. And what? The Word has been sitting there the whole time, and everybody's been looking for the coming of the Lord. Amen? In the first church age, they were crying out for it. Hallelujah. In the second, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, they've always cried out for Jesus Christ to come in their age. You know what's amazing about that? We sit closer to it than any other church age before us. And we're the least excited about it. Oh, hallelujah! Shouldn't it make you excited? We are literally months, weeks, days, or years away from the coming of Jesus Christ. No other age has seen what you have seen. No other age can put forth a mystery this complete in the... Didn't we show you already that Moses was the grace to Israel? Oh, church, we better find this grace. We better find this atonement for what it is. Now, we understand that the waters of Meribah were, of course, what? Is when God told Moses to speak to the rock, and he smote it twice instead. Showing what? Breaking every type and showing that in the end day, Christ would have to be crucified again. The people would crucify, not the rock, but the people would crucify Christ the Word again. Isn't that what they've done? We look at the truth of this Bible. We watch it shine forth with all the symbolism right back in the Bible. We watch everything just shown perfectly in the Scripture. We say, yeah, I don't think I want that. They're turning down the Word. They're killing the influence of that Word to themselves. They're crucifying the Word of God afresh. Hallelujah. So notice here, if we could, I don't want to be much longer. We'll go a little bit farther. So what was the wife to do? Samson's wife had the ability to cry out and to get the answer to the riddle. So now, we see what? We see God sending a prophet in this last day, a seventh angel. And what? The seals are broke under this ministry. Amen? Meaning what? That an open book was given to the people from the sounding of that messenger. And the open book would be what? It would be the unadulterated Word to the people. It would be the pure Word to the bride. Amen. Now notice this, Laodicean Church Age 327:1. It says here now, this messenger of Malachi 4 in Revelation 10:7 is going to do two things. One, according to Malachi 4, he will turn the hearts of the children to the fathers. Okay? Two, he will reveal the mysteries of the seven thunders in Revelation 10, which are the revelations contained in the seven seals. It will be these divinely revealed mystery truths that literally turn the hearts of the children to the Pentecostal fathers. Now notice this. God, in breaking forth the seals, He would send a messenger that would bring forth the revelation of what those seals were about. But what was it? The seals were the symbol for. But when the voices, or the seven thunders utter, remember, when the first seal was broke, a thunder uttered. What did it utter? It uttered what? It uttered the symbol. But John seen the revelation. So in this day, when God, when He would allow the seals to come forth, He would put the seven angel constellation up there. He would what? Let seven angels be in there and what? Send the prophet back to Jeffersonville, have the seven seals revealed. And we know according to this message that every day God sent an angel to the room to reveal what that seal was. So what was it? The seal was just the symbol. But when the thunder uttered, it was the voice of God revealing what was behind the seal. Meaning what? It showed what was in the book. So what? It come forth. And shown that a white horse rider It was actually Satan. When all the forefathers thought it was Jesus Christ. It revealed the voice of God, what that book was saying. Remember, this is why these things become problematic. Because everyone's trying to make the thunders more than what they really are. But here is the issue with this. Because even though God could send a prophet to reveal the seven thunders, there still has to be a revelation of what those thunders are. Right? We look at the first thing, oh, that was Satan. Well, unless you catch on a revelation level what was being stated behind that, you'll still sit there oblivious to it and look at it and say, what? Yep, there's a seal. So what's the issue? The issue is we still need to cry out for the full revelation of what God has revealed in this hour. The seventh angel revealed the thunders. It was in that message. But what's the issue? We're still sitting here looking at them. And they're still ineffective to us. If the thunders were to give life to the church, because what was it? One lion cried out, seven thunders uttered their voice. John took that book. And what? Manifested it to the world. And now in this day, I better close. But in this day, we see now what we're looking at. We see a church that looks like Samson with his eyes plucked out. Instead of looking like Samson when Samson was slaying the lion. We see what? We see a church wandering around, pushing a mill around like Samson. But it was all put there so that there'd be a once more to Samson. What was once more to Samson? Once more to Samson was when he caught the revelation of who he was. Once more is when the church catches the revelation of what the lion was. What were the seals? The seals were Jesus Christ. What were the thunders? They were the revelation of Jesus Christ. But what's the issue? Things are too easy for us. Remember, this is simple. The thunders are so simple that many will go over the top of it and absolutely miss it. The majority of them will. Because they're not getting that these thunders reveal Christ in you. Now, question and answer is 4:64-8:30. It says, have the seven thunders, which equals seven mysteries, already been revealed? Were they revealed in the seven seals, but are yet not known to us as the thunders yet? He says, no, they were revealed in the seven seals. That's what the thunders were about. They was to reveal the seven thunders that had uttered their voices, and no one could make out what it was. John knew what it was, but he was forbidden to write it. He said, but the seventh angel in the day of his sounding, the seven mysteries of the seven thunders would be revealed. And the seventh angel is a messenger to the seventh church age, see? So what were the seven thunders all about? What was unveiled in the seven seals? Now here's the thing. I'm not supposed to interpret this, because the Holy Ghost has to interpret this to you. Right? Remember question and answers on seals? How many times you say it? Five or seven times? Don't try to interpret this. That's what people have done. They've tried to interpret the Word. And in doing that, they've caught adding and taking away to the book. Hallelujah. First seal, 63, he says, 155-4, now let us find the symbols. We find out what the thunder means. You trace out what the thunder means symbolically, and you find out what the seal does. Seal is. Right? That's perfectly, we know that. The thunder was the voice of God when the seal opened. Now, third seal, 63. You know my favorite part of all of it. I sure love this. Says 253-2. Now that's what the reason today that the revivals that we're supposed to have. We have denominational revivals, but we haven't had a real stirring. No. No, sir, don't think we got revivals. We haven't. Oh, they've got millions and millions of church members, but not a revival nowhere. No. The bride hasn't had a revival. There's been no revival there, no manifestation of God to stir the bride up. See? We're looking for it. It will take those seven unknown thunders back there to wake her up again. The thunders have to wake up the church to a revival. Well, I thought the thunders already thundered. Well, yes, they have thundered the voice of the true revelation, but the church hasn't caught the voice of God yet. It's so humble. It's so simple. Remember, it's the third pole. It's the seventh seal. Remember, the seventh seal was the one that wasn't spoke about. Right? Souls are in prison, 63:11-10. To await, says, a lamb took his book. When the seventh seal, just ready for it to be opened, the sixth seal. Remember, he hid the seventh seal from us. He wouldn't do it. When the angel stood, day by day telling it. But then he wouldn't do it. On that one, said there's silence in heaven. No one knew it. It was the coming of the Lord. So he opens all these seals. We can look at the seals and say, oh, I believe I know what that is. But the seventh seal was hid from everyone. Not even in the heavens could the angels utter anything. Says there is silence in heaven. Why was that? Because, if you caught the quote, it was all about the coming of the Lord. So we have seven thunders uttering, but the bride still has to catch the revelation. Amen. Now, notice this. Seventh seal, 576-3. Now, there was some reason that God let this seven voices be thundered. Because it must come. For we find that Christ, the Lamb that took the book in His hands, and He opened the seventh seal. But you see, it's a hidden mystery. No one knows it. But it's right along with what He said. No one would know His coming. They also would not know about this seven thunder mystery. So you see, it's connected together. That much we have an understanding of it today because the rest of it is all unfolded. But this is not unfolded. But sitting in my room, and I heard this, or not heard it, but seen it unfold to the seven thunders. Now, that's as far as we can go right there. And now I trust that each of and every one of you will serve God and do that which is right and love Him all your life and serve Him, and God will take care of the rest. So God didn't even fully reveal the seventh seal to the prophet. He showed it to him. But what? He couldn't bring it forth to the people. He left it a mystery. Because it was all about the coming of the Lord. Where are we living at? The coming of the Lord. Now, was it opened in that day? Yes, it was opened in that day. But it was left in a symbol form. Now, notice, it's already been stated. Everything's already in there about the coming of the Lord. But it just hasn't been revealed to us yet. Okay? Get that? I'm almost done. I'm going to quit. I should have quit like 10, 15 minutes ago. Seventh seal, 63-24. 557-5. Says, now why? Let us prove it. Why? It is the secret that no one knows about. Seventh seal. John was forbidding to write it, even write a symbol about it. You could not write a symbol about the seventh seal. Just said there was silence in heaven. Why? Half hour silence. It says, why? This is why there was no activity in heaven. It might give away the secret. Do you see it now? If it's so great, it must be included because it's got to happen. But when the seven thunders, so it's so great, it had to be included. But it's so great that it cannot be revealed. It had to be open. Why did it have to be open? Because the messenger had to open it. But notice, it was laying in what? It was laying, if I could say it like this, as a thunder in this message. It's in the message. And the bride has to come to revelation of it. That's why we've been left the message. It's already been opened in the message. But it's hidden to such a place that no one's going to get the revelation outside of the bride. It says, now notice, when the seven angels come forth to sound their trumpets, or there was one thunder. When Israel was gathered, there is a trumpet. When time shall be no more, the last trumpet. One thunder. But here is seven straight thunders right in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That perfect number. Seven thunders in a row. Uttered not, making just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 straight. Then heavens couldn't write that. Heavens couldn't know about it. Nothing else, because there was nothing to go on. It's a relaxing. A relaxing time? I'm not trying to say something. But what is relaxing? It's rest. Didn't Jesus Christ say His Holy Ghost was rest? It was so great, till it's kept secret from the angels. Now, why? Why was it quiet, church? Why was this seventh seal, this seventh thunder, so hidden? If Satan should get a hold of it, he might do great damage. There's one thing he don't know. Now, he can interpret anything he wants to and impersonate any kind of gift. I hope you're learning. But he can't know this. It's not even written in the Word. It's a total secret. Right? Half hour of silence. It wasn't written in the Word, but it's in the Word. Because if it's extra biblical, then it's Antichrist. Amen. So notice, he said it's a total secret. The angels, everything shut up. If they made one move, it might give something away. So they just shut up, quit harping, and everything stopped. Well, think about this. God kept this thing hidden. And it's all about the coming of the Lord. But you are a receiver of the coming of the Lord. You are the one who is to go into the coming of the Lord, into the rapture. Meaning what? If it was all about the coming of the Lord, and you make the coming of the Lord, it shows that the lion thundered to you. You would have had, or will have to have, the lion thunder the revelation of his coming to you. And no one has ever known it. God didn't give it to his prophet. Gave it to you. But it's still sitting here, right? Because we're just sitting here. Right? Real quick, 7 seals, 63575-4. He said, do you notice on the opening of the seventh seal, it's also a threefold ministry. Do you know that's a mystery too? Everybody and their brother's got a different thought about that. This one I have will speak and have spoke that it is the mystery of the seven thunders. The seven thunders in heaven will unfold this mystery. It'll be right at the coming of Christ. Because Christ said no one knew when he would return. So the opening of this will not be till right at the coming of the Lord. See why it couldn't happen 50 years ago? Hallelujah. Lastly, I'll stop on this. I know it's a little long. It says, now we had him coming, 4 seal 304-1. Now we had him coming last night with his great sword to kill. We find out that he gets killed with that the sword too, the sword of the Word. God's Word, sharp two-edged sword, slays him, puts him right down. Wait till them seven thunders utter their voices to that group who really can take the Word of God and hand it there. So there's a group at some point in time that can take that word and really go with that word. It'll slice and cut. Isn't that what we want to see? We want to see a word that will slice and cut. What is that? It's a revival. It'll take those seven unknown thunders to wake her up. There's a group that's ordained to do this. And they can close the heavens. They can close the heavens. They can shut this or do that, whatever they want to. Glory. He will be slayed by the word that proceeds from his mouth. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. They could call for 100 billion tons of flies if they wanted to. Amen. This ain't talking about Moses and Elijah. Whatever they say is going to happen, because it's the word of God coming from the mouth of God. So where does that place the mouth of God Himself? In the bride at the coming of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah! But what is it? Wait till those seven thunders utter their voices to that group that can really take the word. That's me. Isn't that what you're saying? That's me. Hallelujah. You got to love God's word. So what? He said it's His word, but He always uses man to work it. God would call for them, flies down in Egypt, but He said, Moses, that's your job. I'll just tell you what to do, and you go do it. So what is it? It's not just speaking something, but it's hearing from the voice of God and acting on the voice of God. Isn't that what you want? Oh, God, I want to do whatever I want to do. No, that's not it. God, I want to be led by the Spirit of God. Why do you think Paul said, but we have the mind of Christ? We were meant to have the mind of Jesus Christ right here, constraining us. But He might tell you what to do. That's exactly right. We want Him to tell us everything to do. Because I don't know about you, I think we've proven that we're not very good at doing it ourselves. Amen. He said He's fully done that, see? He could have chosen the sun to call them. He could have caused the moon to call it or the wind to call it. But He said, Moses, see that? He chooses men, all right. Hallelujah. Let's stand. So what? The thunders wakes her up. The thunders what? We know there's other quotes that you can find that the bride will do things that have never even been heard of. A great outpouring. A third pole. It's where we're at. But who's going to take the word? Who's going to walk with this word? Who believes that God, you know what? I'm meant to be one with you. Oh, God, send somebody else into the holies of holies. God, take me into the holies of holies. Because what? When you go into the holies of holies, you'll find that you'll be going right into the message of your hours, of your hour. You'll be walking right into what? The voice of God. The thunder. That what? To one it might appear a thunder, but to you, it's revealed. Just like it was to John. Amen? You love God? Just a little symbol there. Thunders is a very deep subject, so much to get into with quotations and so forth. But I just want to show you the word, just show you a little bit about where we're at. We have to go to Samson and hear his thunder. There's a group that can really catch the word and run with that word. We believe that's us. Oh, there's just a couple here. Praise God. I don't care how many here, as long as it's me. Amen. Isn't that your attitude? I want everybody to be here. But God, I want to hear the voice. Amen. Maybe we could bow our heads for a word of prayer. If that's your desire this afternoon, to hear the voice of God, say, God, it is possible that you can send a revival in me. God, it is possible that I can hear that voice, that voice can operate inside of me. Lord, you're meant to thunder to me, but actually it's just the voice of God. I want to hear it, God. I want to thus saith the Lord or sit still, God. That's what I'm looking for. Amen? Is that your desire? Let's pray. Most beloved Lord Jesus Christ, God, how we love you today, God. We thank you for the Word of God, Lord, how perfect it is. How wonderful it is, God. And Lord, we have a Samson in this last day, God, who's put forth a riddle, Lord. And God, we want this enigma to be made known to us, God. We believe we're seated right here at the coming of the Lord, God. Time is almost up, Lord. And Lord, we have little time to move into this promised Word. But God, we're just asking this afternoon, Lord, that you would move us aside, Lord. We want the Word. We want the voice. We want the Spirit and the truth. God, reveal yourself to us, God. We believe that we're the people that are called. We believe, oh God, that we're chosen to manifest this book, God. We know, oh God, that there's going to be a revival, God. And Lord, we believe there's going to be some time, Lord, that souls are saved and brought in, Lord. But God, it's got to start somewhere, Lord. Draw us to that voice. Draw us to this lion. Lord, you've made a way, Lord, to change the headship from us leaning fully on a prophet to moving under your headship, Lord. Speak to us, God, we pray. And God, give us a closer walk with thee, Lord. We just love you, Lord, and we pray you just continue to reveal your word to us. In the name of Jesus Christ, the bride says together, amen. Let's just sing that song as we invite Brother Dustin up. Let's sing a song, Take Me Into the Holies of Holies. Is that your desire? That's where I want to go. I want to go where the presence of God is. I want to go where there's a God that can speak to me. A God that can make me a mystic to this earth. Amen. Is that what you want to be? You want to be a vessel of the Most High God. And take me in to the Holy of Holies. Oh, take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, take me in to cleanse my lips, here I am. Take me in. Oh, take me in to the Holy of Holies. Oh, take me in by the blood. Oh, of the Lamb, of the Lamb. Take me past.